This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a marvelous day, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are right now. But I just want to let you know that life is good. Life is better than you think. I know I'm a media personality. A lot of times, the information that they give you, let's just be real, it can be true or it can be not truthful. The thing about it, regardless of what you perceive it is, as being good or bad, what we have to do is realize you have to have the right perspective of the thing. And you know, the Word of God actually says, we live, you know, the things that's going on within the Bible, we're living in the last days. The thing you have to remember is you need to realize it's not all about you. It's not all about you. Amen? But we have to realize that our purpose that we in, the things that we do, from being a media personality to being a healthcare professional, even being a landscape person, whatever your purpose is in life, what you need to realize is you have to what? Believe? You got to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, how you think somebody else going to believe it? How you think someone's going to actually have value? And that's a big word everybody use. But if you have value in your products and services, you have to have the spirit of excellence. And you know what I say about the spirit of excellence. You know what I always say? Compassion, and you have to be consistent in what you do and say. What we're going to do is, you know what we do here at Good Deeds? We have to shine your message to the world. That is your dreams, your goals. The reason you were born, the reason you actually are here and shining, shining, shining. And that's what we do. I'm your host, Dr. Renee Sunday. And you know my staff is telling me that our guest is not here, so you know I can roll. You know it doesn't matter what's going on. We actually have protocols that we go by, and the person is not here. So what we'll do is we'll play a song, and you know I can get it, right? You know I always can talk about something that actually can inspire you to keep moving and what's called life. So we're going to play my favorite song, one of my favorite songs from my good friend, minister appointed. The song is called Opposite. You know, because people can be opposite. The thing about it is, no matter we have opposite ideas, it's okay to disagree. The thing about it is, we got to keep going because we actually still can work together. Because guess what? If you look at your hand looks totally different from mine. You have different DNA. You have different goals. You have different dreams. And we're going to enjoy this song, and I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit more about your purpose. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your Son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes, oh. You are tremendous, yes, you are,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exceptional,
yes, you are,
and I see, but I see.
I must die,
hey,
to receive I must give.
walking around.
Opposite.
You see, he took my
number one, that's what I usually get. Y'all know what that is. But they always you know, if I pay with credit card or even with cash, guess what they do? They ask for my name. And they blew me so one time. The young man, I put a credit card up because I was buying for more than one person. And the gentleman actually handed me the card back with my name facing towards me. And he said, thank you, sir. He didn't even call me by my first name. So I said, that customer service that you should have with your business. You know, and I tell people, you know, it's two thoughts out there again about having a website or not having a website. But it's so easy to get a website now. It's pretty, I mean, I know a lot of sites you can get them, you know, at not so, you know, real nominal price. I mean, actually, let me tell you, some of the things on my website, which is www.reneesunday.com, I update them myself. Yeah, I know you're amazed, right? But, you know, of course, I would not do that for my initial website. I get the professional, and that's why they have that gift. But the reason I said that, because a lot of people say that they're in business, quote, unquote, and they don't have the certain things they don't have. Yes, okay, if you don't have a website, you can have a lead pages. You can have something that people can actually see what you do besides being on social media. You know, I mean, there are actually a couple of more sites you can have. They call them mini websites that I actually tell my clients about as well. But the thing about it is people always love to ask me, how did I become a best-selling author in 4 hours? How did I actually become get on Oprah Winfrey's platform? How am I every event TV dates have that we have been afforded to, which is a true blessing to be part of their media team? It's because we sat down and did research. And when they sent us information, guess what? We had the information. Just the key, the point I'm trying to make with research, it was already done. So we already had the website. We already had our demographic sheet. We already had a media kit for me. Now, and I'm saying myself because I can talk about myself specifically. If you go on our website, I do have a media kit there, but I have several media kits. I'm not boasting. Again, these sites you can go to, you can get it pretty easy. Now, I have to throw in a media tip here. We have so many people, and I'm blessed that so many people want to be on Good Deeds Radio or TV, but, you know, you have to have several, and I'm saying several, different bios. I specifically have a one-sentence bio or statement about myself and what I do. I have a two-sentence. I have 50 words. I have 100. I have, I think, 200, and then I have my full bio. Most places now do not want to know where you grew up. They don't want to know that. They don't. There's certain things they don't want to know in your bio. And people, you know, say they're professionals, and I'm not. Of course, I'm not talking against anybody. I'm just giving you information here. What I do in my and I'm going to say my practice, but yeah, my practice as an anesthesiologist as well, and also in my business. When they ask me certain things, I give them the information. I had on Oprah Winfrey, they only wanted 50 words. And that's what we gave them. 50. We didn't give 51. We didn't give 49. We didn't give 100. We didn't give 200. We gave what they asked for. And the thing people don't realize when you're on a media platform, it's not about you. You actually, yes, they need people on their platform. But the thing is, you're there to give their listeners quality information that they actually can be better in life, that they can be fulfilled in life. And just so happens you have a product. That's what you're supposed to do, okay? Now, so research, I know research took a long time, but research. I mean, I just take sometimes, to be transparent, sometimes, and I do this. I outsource some of my research that I do, you know, when I'm on speaking platforms, because of course they want different things. But I actually look for things, you know, YouTube, Google, you know, they're there. That's what we're supposed to be using for. And I do have people that I follow on the ministry side, even in media. I follow people that's coaches already because I want to better my craft. That's the next, number two, we got to better our craft. I mean, research is one thing, but how are you bettering your craft? So some of the people that I follow, guess what? I invest in a product. Yes, yes, yes. You got to always have a coachable and a teachable spirit. You always have to learn things. People come in my house and they laugh because I have so many books. And I'm still old school a little bit. I do still have a CD player. I know y'all laughing, you dumb people. My niece probably laughing. But, of course, I do this. You know, I'm high tech. I love high tech stuff. I can do my TV broadcast live from my house. Ooh, I love it, love it, love it. You can do pretty much a lot of things from your house nowadays. We still do a lot of things in the studio as well, or, you know, at an event. But the thing about it is you have to perfect your craft. You have to, I mean, and I have a prime example. It took me 12 years to be an anesthesiologist. But guess what we say? We still, what, practicing medicine. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's what we do. And it's so interesting in the corporate America world, what I'm calling corporate America, is we say we're experts in a situation. Yeah, you can be an expert, but, you know, all of us are hopefully perfecting our craft. I hope that's what we're doing. I hope we're perfecting our craft. Because there are so many people out there that say they are, but then, you know, are they going to show up? Are they going to actually arrive to the occasion when they need to? I actually had a fun experience this weekend when I was in Birmingham. My home pastor, I was in the study with him, and we were just talking. And he said, well, you know, the next time you come, you actually need to preach. And I said, he said, well, you can go and preach today. And I was like, well, I think the thing is, the Bible says you always be ready. Could have done it, but, you know, you have to go with what that's inside of you. Because every church that you go to, every congregation actually needs something different. And that's the same thing when you actually speaking, the same thing when you actually have customers and your business. Everyone is starting at a different place. And if you say you're an expert or you're in business, you pay the money. I mean, in Georgia, I think it's, $150 or something like that. Every year to say you're LLC, I think it's something like that, you actually need to tailor to what the person needs at that particular time. Like in media coaching that I do, some people, they have a great voice. They already know what they're going to talk about. They already have their branding. We don't have to do that. We just got to do some test shows, and boom, they off, you know, to what they need to do. But some other people may need that encouragement. They may need to recognize if they want to do some people have so many ideas, and it's so funny. That's how I started out. I didn't know which one to actually start first. So we actually have to sit down and see what actually will be best, because all of us don't have things inside we want to get out. But you got to make sure, if you're saying it's a business, you know, the government only gives you about 2 years, and it's going to consider it's a hobby if you don't make profit. You know, people are calling me the be seen, be heard, get paid expert. I mean, so you got to do the research. You got to craft and perfect your gift. I mean, that all goes in that being seen, being heard, and getting paid. Yeah, you want to be seen, but what you want to be seen doing? Hopefully it's something that's good. Hopefully it's something that's impacting and influence people. That brings up a point. Yes, be profitable and be successful. People ask me what I deem as successful. Well, I deem success is when you are impacting and influencing someone to walk out their destiny. I mean, the thing is, God has entrusted me with so many things to do in the church and in the marketplace, you know, because a lot of people I see on a daily basis that actually having surgery, and they want to talk because a lot of people are really afraid about going under anesthesia. So I've had several opportunities to witness, to pray, to say some things that of course that God puts on my heart, and He always make it peaceful. You need to be ready at the gas station. If anyone has been in a multi-level marketing group, that's one thing they instilled in us, is make sure wherever you meet somebody, at the gas station, in the elevator, wherever you meet them, be able to tell them what you do and how you can help them out in life. That's what we need to be always ready to do that. A lot of people are hurting right now. A lot of people don't know if they're coming or they what? They're going, right? So by you smiling may be the only smile they've had in 2 weeks, a year, their whole life. You know, and I always say this, and I put this on Facebook this morning. Have you ever thought about liking, sharing, or commenting on somebody else's post? It's so funny. You know, I didn't get too many, and that's why, because we are selfish people. We want our business to be $1 million. We want our business to be successful. And I got to throw this in because it's truthful. We want God to bless us and give us favor, but we don't want nobody else to be there. You may not agree, but so many people out there, so many people out there need help for all this selfishness, all this all about you, all this about this, that. We need to get rid of that. We're not going to say everybody, nobody, you know, none of us, let's just be real, none of us have arrived. I know I have to pray daily, okay? All of us sin every day. If you say you don't, we got to work on that because all of us have issues. But in general, the things that I'm saying, research, that's in the church, that's in the Bible, that's in your business, okay? If you're going to actually, the landscapers came to my home to put some mulch out. I told them where I wanted it, what color. But they got to use their gifts to make it all cute, right, to make it all pretty. And I thank them for that because I'll just be honest, that's something I'm praying about. Y'all pray for me that I'm a type A kind of girl, so there's certain ways I want stuff, and that's certain ways people want. You know, my mom instilled in me, and I told her the other day, this is what you did to me, you know, just jokingly, that the front of the house, right, that means people will perceive that the inside of the house is clean. You know, I'm real particular about certain things. So it's funny, though. But let me get back because, you know, I can get off quick. We have to do the research. We have to do craft ideas. And that's actually in the church, outside the church, things we do it in the marketplace. And then guess what? We got to make profit. And it's okay to make profit. I'm not saying it's not. But the thing is, we have to make sure that we help somebody else out. We do a lot of things with my for-profit business and my non-profit business of helping people. A lot of it is silent, meaning we don't, you know, put it out there. You know, everything, and I'm going to say it, media personality is saying this, everything shouldn't be on social media. But that's just, you know, me talking. But, you know, the thing about it is you got to have, you got to help somebody else. You got to help. Some people may need something to eat. Some people may need some clothes, whatever they need. You actually need to, you know, make it happen, whatever and they like. You know, I always say this, and I mean it. If I have something that you need, a resource, ask me. If you don't have the money, we can actually talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But always never realize, think that you can get something for free. That's why a lot of people think that. My mom and dad raised me to invest in myself, to be willing to pay for something, and that's what we have to do. Because anything that you get too easy, what the old parents used to say, it won't last, right? But, you know, I am minister, actually, Dr. Renee Sunday. Certain platforms I said, and it just, that's just how I do. It's not like I'm afraid of my calling. So let me put that out there. I do have specific Christian platforms, the Sunday Soul Service, which is every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, where we actually share the good news of God. And we have built for that. And I'm actually looking for one more host if anybody wants to actually take advantage of that, because I'm actually weeding out of that because guess what? It's other people that can do it and probably do it better than me. Amen? So you have to give people opportunities to shine their lights as well. But also we have the publishing company. If you want to actually get your book out there and we'll fit, that's great. If we're not a fit, I know plenty of other publishers. My Troy always have my graphics looking good. I have a couple of, you know, so – if you see something that you like, inbox me, email us, and say, hey, I like that. That's funny. Show me how to do that. And we'll take care of it, okay? If you want to be a guest on the radio or TV show, we kind of booked out a little bit, and then I got a lot of obligations coming up. So We'll make sure it happens however it needs to happen, okay? But the thing to remember in closing is you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born. You have a reason you're here right now. You have to do the three things. You got to believe. You got to trust. And guess what? You said it. You said it before I could say it. And you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'll see you next. Bye-bye.
I am calling on praise. Something good to you. If he's ever brought you through, this praise is for you. Yeah. If there's one thing that I know.